I'm here speaking with Dr. Keith Belk, who's with Colorado State University, and you spoke to us today a lot about some of the consumer trends that we're seeing in terms of buying beef. And I guess, why don't you just tell me first a little bit about beef grades, the grades of beef, and what consumers are most interested in when they go to the supermarket?
Currently, consumers really have only one mechanism to send a signal back to producers relative to what they would prefer to purchase, and that signal traditionally has been the U.S. quality grades. If you look at data from the past 15 or 20 years, quality grades in this country, the percentage of cattle grading primer choice has remained relatively constant. It's fluctuated a couple percent either way from about 55% as a nation. But if you look at the prices that are being returned for those products, and particularly for branded beef products that add eating quality as a component to their marketing campaign, the quality grades and marbling itself has become extremely important, to the point where it appears, based on current market signals, that consumers really don't prefer select beef very much more than they prefer standard or no-roll beef. I mean, they just really don't appear to want it too badly. Whereas prime and upper two-thirds of choice type branded beef is commanding a very large demand, apparently, and is returning a very large amount of money back throughout the production chain to producers. And so that's the signal we believe that consumers are sending back to us at the production sectors of the industry.
You mentioned a couple of times the beef quality audits that have been done over the last, we've done, what, four in the last 10, 15 years there. What have you seen? The purpose of those audits is to give signals back to producers on what they can do better, right, and what is happening in the industry and what they can do better. What have you seen that's changed over the years with those audits?
Well, when we initially conducted the first National Beef Quality Audit in 1991, the purpose was to help identify opportunities for producers to manage value back into the cattle supply. And the point of doing so was not necessarily to generate more revenue to individual producers, but the point was to make the product more consistent, thereby recapture some of the demand we had lost in the latter part of the 80s. And to a great extent, producers have responded to that philosophy of production. They've done a very good job of doing things like removing injection site lesions from beef, from improving the eating quality of beef. They've begun to understand and implement the concept of quality management, where they identify points in the supply chain where they can exert control over things that will influence eating quality, and then they manage those characteristics so that the beef performs better at the retail level.
Well, one of the last things that you left us with was the comparison of an online internet retailer who sells meat products, and the difference in how much they sell a very highly marbled beef, and I guess that consumers are willing to pay for it.
I showed you a contrast between beef that's produced traditionally like the Japanese produce beef, and it has a tremendous amount of marbling. And yes, that beef is now being offered quite frequently in the United States at exorbitant prices, and people are buying it. And it's because it offers a, you know, not a frequent, but a relatively infrequent, probably, eating experience that's really comparable to none. And they're very willing, apparently, to pay the cost associated with producing that type of beef product. So clearly there's plenty of market signals in the system to indicate that consumers' preferences for beef include increased amounts of marbling and increased tenderness, and when that's provided to them consistently, they will spend more money to purchase that product.
All right, very good. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Belk.